payslips being produced, a sound to make the heart leap with joy, until you consider the amount being taken away in pay-as-you-earn tax. In April, the biggest change to PAYE since its inception got underway. Real-time information requires businesses to electronically report employees' earnings, tax and national insurance every time they're paid. But not everyone was pleased with the new system. Some small businesses worried this whizzy new computer system would tie them up in admin. Cafe owner Jane Lushington is one of those who voiced her concerns on PM.
I was concerned about the amount of time that it would take to carry out the monthly reporting and also the frequency of reporting, which is more than before.
Basically, it was the admin burden that worried you.
Yes, very much.
Well, since PM last covered the issue, HMRC announced they were relaxing the rules for small business until 2014. And overall, the Revenue's Ruth Owen says this huge new tax computer system is going really rather well.
Progress so far I'm very pleased with. We've had over 1.4 million PAYE schemes come into real-time information, and that really does exceed our expectations at this point in the year. But still more to do. We've got to get everybody on, and there's still people who need our help to get on.
How different from the last time we spoke, when the chief executive of HMRC, Lynn Homer, warned listeners to hang on to their dentures. It was going to be a chewy ride.
We're all going to have a few chewy moments, and we're determined to be as open and as listening as we can.
We still expect chewy moments, yeah.
Ruth Owen again.
We've had, I would say, a small number of difficult issues. Some of those we've...
Can you say what are they?
Oh, we've had issues where people have got the wrong tax code.
So a few wrong tax codes, and there may be other problems that provoke a bit of pensive mastication, let's say. Real-time information got rid of P45s, those bits of paper employers give you when you resign or somebody says you're fired. The problems binning P45s may have caused are a bit technical, best discussed over a pint in a pub, served by Wanda, a barmaid who exists only in the mind of chartered accountant David Heaton.
OK, Wanda, the barmaid over there, has decided that she's found another job somewhere else. She's not told the landlord. The landlord here will have paid her tonight, will have finished at the end of this week reporting everything to the revenue, and then Wanda's still on the system as an employee. When she starts a new job, her new employer will put her on payroll. The RTI system will give her a tax code, but she's already showing on their system as having a job here, and she's not been terminated at this end. But then there's no way of easily reporting the fact that the employer's left, because there's no P45 anymore. So when she gets a new job, a new code, she'll get a basic rate code. They'll just take a straight 20% off her pay.
And also, so she looks like she's got two jobs, this mythical barmaid Wanda, and having two jobs is also an issue when it comes to claiming benefits.
That's right. I'm sure the universal credit system will be very interesting, because if we have a system where the computer can't really tell whether somebody's got more than one job, it's going to be very difficult for them to work out how much people are earning.
Data from the real-time information system will be used to help calculate the new universal credit benefit when that's rolled out. At the moment, it's just in a very modest pilot stage. But Ruth Owen says that's going well.
It seems to be, as you say, small scale so far. I would say we've had around 100 claimants who we've helped DWP identify income stream data for, so it's going to plan at the moment.
And even some hawk-eyed critics of government IT projects, like journalist Tony Collins, think that HMRC may have something of a success on its hands.
Real-time information is a very complex project that many people had expected to go wrong and become another government IT disaster. But given that that there's millions of PAYE employees who are on the system at the moment, if there were any major difficulties, we'd expect to see them by now.
So a thumbs up from Tony Collins. But what of our cafe owner, Jane Lushington? She's been using the system a little while now. What does she think of it?
Yeah, I found that I was taking perhaps double the time to actually do the calculations and the reporting. And found that the help and the guidance available were not clear.
Cafe owner Jane Lushington and HMRC say they are looking at other ways they can help small businesses. But it's big businesses that may provide the real test for the system. Some of the largest employers haven't yet been added to it. It's only when it works at scale that people will really know how good real-time information actually is.